Tabcorp receive hefty fine for permitting underage gambling in Victoria. The Melbourne Magistrates Court has ordered Tabcorp to pay $370,417 following the company's guilty plea to 43 charges. These charges come from the company's failure to prevent a minor from gambling and insufficient oversight of its electronic betting terminals. In May 2023, the Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission, VGCCC, levied the charges against Tabcorp. The case involved a 17-year-old who engaged in gambling at multiple venues throughout Victoria from May 2022 to October 2023. The venues included the Albion Charles Hotel, Brunswick Club, Coburg Tab Agency, Kramer's Hotel, Doncaster Hotel, Duke of Edinburgh Hotel, Edwards Lake Hotel, Excelsior Hotel, Northcote Tab Agency, Olympic Hotel, Parkview Hotel, Preston Hotel, and Rose Shamrock and Thistle Hotel. VGCCC reprimands operator. The VGCCC condemned Tabcorp in the strongest possible terms following the court order. Quote, "The breaches committed by Tabcorp are incredibly serious, reflecting a fundamental failure to protect minors from the risks associated with gambling, as well as a lack of vigilance on their part. These failures undermine the integrity and safety of the industry." Annette Kimmett AM, CEO of VGCCC. Kimmett emphasized the importance of stringent ID checks and supervision to prevent minors from accessing gambling services, adding, "Their vigilance is crucial in safeguarding young people from the harms of gambling." Earlier in the year, the VGCCC also imposed a $50,000 fine on BlueBet for violating gambling advertising regulations. VGCCC investigates bingo regulation in Victoria. Additionally, this month, the VGCCC has launched an in-depth inquiry into the regulation of bingo in Victoria. The primary goal of this initiative is to modernize the sector and ensure that it operates in a fair and safe manner for all participants. The inquiry will rigorously focus on crucial issues such as fairness, integrity, and the potential for gambling-related harm. Particular attention will be paid to the impact on vulnerable groups, including seniors, First Nations communities, women, and individuals with lower incomes. By addressing these concerns, the VGCCC aims to create a more equitable and secure environment for bingo enthusiasts across Victoria, safeguarding the interests of those most at risk.